This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'll say it again on one of your calls. The worst part of President Trump's speech was what I thought was the best part. But in hindsight, it's the best part that he says we shouldn't kill babies after they're born, and the Democrats boo. I mean, this is Twilight Zone, man. The Democrats are for all these wars. They don't want to let black people out of jail. I mean, it's like these people have uncloaked as howling demons. And it's hard to beat them? We've been put in a trance or something. I just don't even know what to say at this point. I guess that's why I'm going to go to your calls. What was the best part of Trump's speech? What was the worst thing you saw from the crowd? Or maybe you think Alexandria Cortez shaking her head, or Kamala Harris shaking her head, like, we're stopping sex slavery, and we're going to, no, you're not going to stop it. I mean, it's like, who are these freaks, man? Who are these freaks? Like this governor in Virginia, we keep the baby comfortable, and we, I mean, it's like, what? And the directive has come down. Normalize killing children. Normalize killing everybody. Just kill, 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 kill. Bernie Sanders, America will never be a socialist country. Bernie Sanders, a crook that robbed universities and just a swindling, just sack of inhuman trash. Lobbying that, oh, socialism is the way to go, when the big bankers he works for want socialism for the general public. Because they're exempt from it. Just a sack of garbage. An insecure, demonic, praying person. Just every minute of his life is spent about how he is the best and he's better than you and he's going to get control of you. I'm telling you right now, Bernie Sanders got control of America. It'd be Lenin-level red terror. Christian churches would be burned down coast to coast. People would be hanging up by their feet. You know, just like they did with the Arab Spring. The same globalist fund of the Arab Spring, because they hate Christians and they hate women and they hate the Western Renaissance egalitarian system, because it'll take us past the stars, past infinity, because infinity is only in this universe. And he knows it. And he's literally a gatekeeper sellout who purchase. Hey, let's play the clip on your calls. Here's Bernie Sanders. This worm, this demon perched on our chest trying to suffocate us, and he's just this arrogant degenerate. Here he is.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
There's the enemy right there. Look at that sack of crap. I'm so scared. I mean, how do you even respond to something? If you're a regular listener, you're so lucky not having to look at Bernie Sanders. Didn't have a paying job till he was 42 years old. The definition of a total sociopath. And he's so pissed you've got a soul. He's so pissed you're a good person. Hates you so much. Every moment of his day is just, how does he hurt people? How does he poison America? He went to Russia where they had Christians in death camps and celebrated and danced in the streets with his shirt off, satanic dances. And he wants to hurt you so bad, he will, if you let him. Your calls are one night away. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Crucified for no sin. Stuart Rose is coming up. I'm going to host some of the next hour when I will interview Joe Rogan. Satire included. So look for that to start the next hour. Let's go ahead. Joe'll be like, and did he said I was coming on, but I wasn't. It wasn't true. It's called satire, buddy. By the way, brought to you by Jack Dorsey's butt plug. Sorry. Getting better. Best part of the song right here. Crank it up. Cemetery Gates. I'll go walk by those sometime. All right, I'm going to your phone calls. Joe, Bill, Alex, Andrew, Rudy, Judy, Debbie, Ted, Doyle, Cameron, Brad. Who's up first here? Who should I go to first? You got to love the globalists tricked us into their social networks, made it 90% of the internet, and now use it as a bully tool while claiming they're not censoring. What a group of crooks. Let's go to Doyle first in the great state of Indiana, where Mike Pence hails from. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. God bless you, Alex. I have a question. They're using the term post-birth abortion. My question is, what's the time limit after the birth to kill the baby? Because I'm almost 60 and I could be, I'm post-birth. And the fact that you said it's an alien invasion. And when they abort babies, they suck their brains out. And it's like the movie Starship Trooper, where you have these big bug aliens that suck people's brains out.
Brain bugs, exactly. They're telling you the whole deal. Well, the Satanists do eat baby brains. That's their favorite. That's the delicacy. It's been confirmed. Jimmy Savile did it. Joe Rogan's like, Jones is crazy. He says that Jimmy Savile was having sex with dead kids and eating their brains. It's in the BBC. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm crazy because that's crazy. But if I'm telling you that I saw a homeless person on the side of the street eating their own feces, I'm not the crazy one. I'm like an anthropologist, a sociologist telling you what I saw. But Joe is either knows what's going on and is covering it up, or he just can't believe it. But you're absolutely right. You bring up this whole situation. Here's the deal. Baby parts and organs are up to $500,000 per baby, depending on how you do it. But if you can keep them alive and blood test them, then you're able to get donors, recipients ready. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars. A baby's probably only worth like $100,000 on the chopping block if you sell it to a medical research facility when the baby's cold. But if you can get the organs out, get them on ice, get them ready, then you get a lot of money. So they keep these babies alive a couple weeks. I tell the mother, you decide your baby's got a problem, my love. That's actually what the governor is, a surgeon that did this, we now know. That's why he's such an expert. And then the mother's like, okay, she's all drugged up. She signs the forms. The baby's kept alive a week on a special wing, special nurses, special doctors. And then, it, yeah, exactly. Now it's like suddenly, oh, post-birth abortion, 8 pound, 9 pound, 10 pound, 7.6 pound. That's the average. I was 7.6 pounds, the average. That's what's going on. And then it's all just, the government don't need to get involved here. Like the good governor said, we take care of it back there in the special, special wing of the hospital. And so that's the next big shoot up. Why they want me off air, because I'll take you to the next level. Why is he hiding in plain view that they kill him after? Because they need the bills, because people are now onto it. You know, Planned Parenthood's been caught. Criminal indictments have happened. A bunch of the settlements have happened. Because they're keeping the babies alive. I'm going to say it again. It's like a fish tank. Let's say the fish are organs. If you keep the water going, what happens with the fish? They stay alive. So if you're wanting to sell some fish, you wouldn't take the plug out while you're putting ads on eBay for your saltwater tank. You'd keep it, keep them feeding them and taking care of them. Because you could probably sell those fish in that saltwater tank for $1,000. I got a saltwater tank. It's probably got $1,000 of fish in it. Okay? Some of those fish are like 8 years old. So I'm taking care of it. But the point is that some of those fish were like $500 a piece. So if I unplug it, they all die in about a day. And I don't get anything except this tank sale. But if I keep the air going, $10,000. So, see, you got to keep the little baby. We keep them comfortable while we get ready for the all the airplanes land. They got the ice chest. And then the procedure happened and the organ sold. Now, is that diabolical, Doyle?
Oh, my gosh. It's beyond diabolical. It's just, I think Americans cannot process the evil of the left. We just can't imagine it. We can't process it. And that's why they're getting away with so much of it.
Exactly. It's like another language. We just, it's like, what?
Yeah, can I say one other thing?
Go ahead, brother.
I was just wanting to ask you, I think that if you wrote a book and put it in multiple translations, you'd get around the censors and you would sell 100 million copies.
The only problem is they death threat any publisher. They fire everybody. Sir, if you knew the stuff behind the scenes, it's. I mean, I don't make a big deal out of it because, I mean, I'm not a little kid getting chopped up, so I don't want to act like I'm under it. I mean, I expect to be under attack, but it's cuckoo land attacks. But, yes, we do want to try to put some books out. We do want to get the basics out and then get around. But, I mean, people understand. It's like you can still get T-shirts today at InfoWars. You can still get products. They're trying every minute to shut us down. They're working around the clock, and I agree. I need to make a film that's a magnum opus, and I need to put a book out to just say, here's my testament, and here's what's going on, and we just need to get it done. The problem is I'm so busy at the parapet in constant war that I can't get down into the into the study and actually put together a final transmission. And I don't want to be dramatic, but, I mean, I think everybody knows we're kind of, you know, I sit here every day going, well, do I tell people we're in a lot of trouble, which is true, or I just keep fighting, and I just can't seem to sound the retreat. So I'm just going to stay here at the point as long as I can, and I believe in you. I believe in God, and I appreciate you, brother. God bless, Doyle. And I appreciate this crew, too, putting up with me. It's a very, very crazy point in this universe. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, thanks for calling. I really appreciate you. Go ahead, Debbie.
Thanks, Alex. I'm not going to tell you how great you are. I'll just tell you that you stink. And you stink so bad that we take your stickers and we put them on our checks and envelopes, and every time we mail something out, we make sure everybody knows we support InfoWars.
Thank you.
We also magically... they appear on stop signs, too, down here. But the thing I found most interesting about the speech was the abortion issue as well. The fact that he said that not securing the border was an immorality, and his genuine salute to the veterans was very touching. We really enjoyed that. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Trump's the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and the shifting of Nancy Pelosi with those dentures, I wanted to just slap that bitch right across the mouth. I'm so sick of her ugly face.
I am too. God, she's a demon. I'm glad. I'm glad that God put term limits. I'm sad my grandmas and grandpas are dead. But you know what? Death's a term limit on evil people, and it's a term limit on good people too. But you know, she's got a term limit. She's got an expiration date.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you check out Schumer's evil eyes? Like his face looks like a witch mask.
Oh, exactly. He's flaming evil.
Yeah, he probably makes me more.
You know that this is from good sources. His boyfriend is Anthony Weiner. Seriously.
I believe you. Nothing surprises me.
Let me finish up with you, Debbie, and then we've got Stuart Rhodes popping in, but he's going to take calls with us. He's got a lot to say. We got more of these clips. You're on fire. I want to hear from you and then Judy and others. Folks, listen, I don't want to get up here with all this dark stuff, but it's going on. So let's just admit it. Let's own up to it, and let's face it. Let's do it. The children are counting on us. For ourselves, for our children, for us all. Let's just do it. Let's commit.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials what, for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And Stuart Rhodes riding the shotgun with us and taking calls. We're all talking about the same thing. Founder, Oath Keepers, veteran, constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine. You know, I really fought with this last night and this morning. I kept watching the clip. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. 15 times, 6, 7 times last night, 10 times this morning. My wife at breakfast is like, why do you keep watching? I said, there's something about this clip where Trump defends not killing babies after they're born, and the Democrats all boo and get pissed. I was like, this is the best clip of the night. And then it hit me. No, it's the worst clip. We are so far down the rat hole of Satan's whatever it is that now saying we shouldn't kill already born babies is rare. I want to finish up before we go to Stuart Rhodes. Debbie holding over. Funny you said that. Everybody in the studio last night and today said, and I'm not calling for violence against Pelosi. God, never. But they just want to slap the dentures out of her face. The weird, neurotic clicking and everything. And then Kamala Harris frowning and shaking her head when we were stopping child kidnappers. No, you're not. You know, you're and Alexandria Cortez. You know, won't clap when we talk about stopping sex slavery. I mean, these are freakazoids. And their extremism has gotten so bad that the very worst of them becomes the blue ribbon, the pole position, the standard. So finishing up, Debbie, because you were on fire earlier, it's not about hating them. It's for me, it's embarrassing. Like, how do we have a group of people this bad, this evil, this stupid ruling over us? It makes me feel like crap.
You know what, Alex? It's because we're on such an elevated plane. The people who are awake, we're so elevated in this dimension that it sickens us and makes us so ill physically. It's so hard to look at people like that and want to even be kind to them because they just turn your freaking stomach. But the other thing I wanted to say is Cortez, she looks like a rabid Boston Terrier with those bulging eyeballs of hers, too. She really is demonic.
You know, we can laugh about her, and I do, but it's like Beto in that, in his fake voice and how corrupt he is. It's like, this is their superstars? Beto O'Rourke and Alexandria Cortez, these people are idiots. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It is. Alex, I'm going to let you go, but I want to let you know that my husband and I have every T-shirt, every product. We give it away. We gift it because we love you. We love the Info Warriors and everybody there that works there. We really think the world of you people. And I send Reiki to David when he was going for a surgery. I'm a Reiki master. And we are also lifetime Oath Keepers. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. We love you. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, Debbie. And let me just say this. I was in meetings this morning with accountants at the lawsuits they've got against us. And we beat like 15 of them, so they filed like 5 more. And I was just looking at this, and it was like, the enemy turns up the heat. You give us product purchases that just meet the level we need. We need financial support, folks. We need to say, I mean, it's insane the attack we're under. And the fact that we've sustained thanks to you is amazing. So thank you all. Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, veteran, founder of Oathkeepers, oathkeepers.org. So much happening. Very powerful speech. I wish he would have gotten into more internet censorship because his new NAFTA rewrite, you know, obviously gives the tech companies a lot of power. That'll get negotiated in Congress. You also worked in Congress for Ron Paul. But just your overall snapshot, Stuart Rhodes, of what we saw last night in the 76% in major polls, even though they're fake polls, that probably means 85%, 90%. This was a big victory where they actually got to hear the president. What's your view?
Yeah, exactly. I think he did very well at presenting himself as a sincere uniter who cares about the American people across the board. And the prison reform in particular cuts against this, you know, the false label of him being racist, because obviously prison affects so many black people. As we all know, they tend to go to prison for drug crimes far more than whites who use cocaine. It's just well known. One thing I do think he could do is go even further down that road is by legalizing marijuana at the federal level and advocating for that and pledging that even if the Republicans, quite a few of them won't do it, even if they won't do it, then he will pardon people who are nonviolent drug possession prisoners in federal prisons.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Mass pardons.
Absolutely. It would drive a massive wedge on the left and bring even more people into the walkaway movement, which is what you need. You need to go out there and find the people who have been brainwashed by the left and conditioned and find a way to reach them. And I think drug legalization of marijuana at the federal level is, it's a constitutional thing to do. It's the right policy constitutionally. Leave it to the states, but it would drive a massive left.
You've got a lot of points to make, but let me ask you this question. And he tried to do that. He's been blocked by Sessions and others. Maybe it'll get through now, but that's common sense. It makes sense. Why are the left so tone deaf to shake their head when we're going to free women and sex slavery or children, or we're going to stop MS-13? And the Democrats are so defensive of that. From my intel, which is not just intel, the left's working with the smugglers, skimming money off all these legalization lawyers, immigration lawyers. I mean, we're talking about their soldiers, not just Antifa, but the real is MS-13, Mexican Mafia. That's why they're so defensive of it.
Well, sure, but you got to differentiate between your average rank and file supporter of the left or voter of the Democratic Party and the leadership and the, you know, intelligentsia. Of course, you're never going to reach them. They're unreachable. The Cortezes of the world and Bernie Sanders are all ideological Marxists. But the average college student can be reached. And the one way to reach them is, you know, I think prison reform did a good job, but I would also decriminalize marijuana and set those people free as well. That would be a massive wedge. It could be a huge watershed moment.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, what is wrong with the Democrats to boo when Trump says we don't want to kill babies already born? I mean, they're even more evil than I thought. I know they're into this, but now they're out in the open?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's what worries me, is they believe that they have a lock on political power, so sure that they can go ahead and take the mask off and show what they really are. And it must be because they believe that they have successfully outmaneuvered Trump on the immigration issue. And they're going to have, you know, massive numbers of new voters. That's the only thing I can think of, is they plan on, you know, even the walkaway movement is not really bothering them because they can figure out, well, eventually we'll have 30 million or 40 million new Democratic voters by bringing in illegal aliens and giving them the right to vote. So Trump has to stop that. And that's another thing he didn't do last night. He did pretty decent on talking about the sex slavery, but really he should have had a survivor of sex slavery there in the front row. A young female who had been, you know, taken here as a child and forced into sex slavery. And he should have been blunt about what they endure, you know, being forced to being raped by 30 men per day as customers of the cartels. That's a pretty horrific experience. And so to have that front and center and having the Democrats sit there silent and not applaud her would have been even a better victory for him.
You know, I demonize Democrats and then sometimes think, oh, did I go? No, I can't go far enough. They are just such scum. It's like the other caller said, because we're not into evil, we just can't even imagine it. It's from another planet, literally. We'll be back with Stuart Rhodes, more phone calls, State of the Union Club straight ahead. And then I'm going to interview Joe, the Snake Rogan, the star of the next hour. You'll want to stay with us for that.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live broadcasting worldwide. Stuart Rhodes is our guest, founder of Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer, patriot, veteran, I'm going to go to your phone calls now because you're all on the same topic. We're all here together. I'm going to host in the next hour. Push Roger Stone back 30 minutes. God bless him. He knows that's part of hosting the fourth hour. Sometimes I take over. But I wanted to bring this up to Stuart Rhodes. Stuart, what did you think was the best part of the speech versus the worst thing? Because you heard that paradox I got into earlier where I was like, oh, it's great he defended already born babies. But it's like, no, that's really Twilight Zone horrible. And I'm not trying to be demoralizing here. I just think this is pathetic that this guy's embattled because he says don't kill already born babies because they want to get their organs. They want to set the precedent to keep them alive because, again, they can parlay out the body parts so they can keep them alive a week or so and get the jets ready and the ice ready and, you know, make money. Their argument's like, hey, this baby's worth $500,000, you know. Let's not just assanguinate its blood and collagen for high-end cosmetics for women's lips. You know, let's get full dollar on this, but you got to kill born babies. So they move that ball down the field.
And he should have called them out on that. I believe he should have been very overt about the money that Planned Parenthood makes and then how they contribute then to the political careers of all of these legislators who benefit directly from it. He should have been very overt about that. So, you know, I think he did a good job, but I think he could have been more aggressive when it comes to calling him out on the worst of their own agenda. It's very hard to defend. I think plenty of people, even on the political left, are starting to wake up because of the overt infanticide.
Well, exactly. They tried to steal the election from Ted Cruz, who I think is a great guy overall. I mean, super smart, great patriot. I mean, compared to Beto O'Rourke, it's like night and day. But the word is, I've talked to so many Hispanic Texans and others, they tried to steal it. They thought they had to steal about 10 points. But so many Hispanics learned that he was for late-term abortion, they just couldn't do it. I think that's the Achilles heel of the globalists trying to brainwash Hispanics into being leftist is, if we reach out to them and point out, hey, they're the party of killing babies, it's like, you know, even the archetypal Tony Montana of fiction wouldn't kill kids. No women, no kids. I think this is a line in the sand, like you said.
That's an excellent point. They're very much culturally conservative. And, of course, they've been brainwashed and conditioned by the left to think that the left is the only ones who are going to stand up for them. That's why Beto goes by Beto, right? He's not even any part Mexican. He's an Irish guy. But they're doing the identity politics thing. But I think you're absolutely correct. It's much like the spirit killing turned off a lot of Hispanics, or the spirit, what do they call it?
Spirit cooking, the Alistair Crowley stuff.
Exactly. That cost Hillary quite a few votes. I think the infanticide in your face, demonic infanticide, will do the same thing. You're right.
Because people say what they say in polls, but when people get like, if I vote for killing babies that are already born, I'm in bed with the devil. I mean, this is exactly. It doesn't get any clearer now, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's exactly right. And you just make that connection and say, look, this is not about, you know, me hating women. That's why it's so important also to hammer on the fact that tens of thousands of children and young women are brought into this country as sex slaves by the cartels. Hammer on that. Educate the American people the reality.
I agree. Why do you think Harris and Cortez on video shook their heads and got mad when Trump said we're saving women and sex slavery and children? I mean, they know the optics. What are they signaling there?
That somehow Trump is lying. That's why he needs to have a survivor standing right there. He needs to explain it and teach them. It's like Ross Perot had his charts and explained to the American people what was coming. He should be very.
No, I agree. He should have had like 20 women and 10 children that were sex slaves. It'd have been game over.
Exactly. Precisely. That's what he should do. And the same goes for the cartels. He needs to educate the American people about the reality. What he should have done with that is said, look, this is just like when Pancho Villa raided across the American border and killed 8 U.S. soldiers and 10 civilians, and Wilson responded with the military. The cartel now is far worse than Pancho Villa. They killed far more Americans. But educate Americans to our own history, that it took the U.S. Army on the border before there was any border patrol to secure the border. There were forts all along the border and started laying the groundwork for his eventual necessity of using the military to secure the border again. Make sure they understand the cartels are international terrorist organizations.
Let me throw this at you. I thought Trump was going to declare an emergency a few months ago, as the word was. He backed off it. Then he let them have the government shutdown that took billions of the economy out every week instead of just being executive. It's time to declare the emergency in like a week.
I agree, but that's why he should have laid the groundwork. He should have said, You know, it's like his strategy. You can see
why. No, I get it. Lay the predicate.
Right, yeah. Lay it out. So now he has gotten the Democrats to show their true colors of being obstructionists, but not willing to work with them, et cetera. And on the 15th, when they refuse again to compromise, he needs to then say, this is why I must do exactly what President Wilson did in 1916 when he ordered Black Jack Pershing to take it to Pancho Villa and his bandits. Same thing here. The cartels are just like Pancho Villa. In fact, worse, far worse than Pancho Villa. As far as I know, Pancho Villa wasn't sex slaving women and children. The cartels are. They are like ISIS. They are the Western Hemisphere version of ISIS. And he's hammered that home.
All right, that's incredible. We got to come back and rush through calls here. But since I mentioned it, let's go to a few of these clips. This Trump slams wealthy politicians for having walls. Exactly. It's like having a car doors or a screen door on your house. Like, of course your country has barriers. Here it is.
Tonight I am asking you to defend our very dangerous southern border out of love and devotion to our fellow citizens and to our country. No issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than illegal.
God, Pelosi's so hard to look at.
Wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards.
I mean, a country is about your border. I mean, that's the first part of a country is its ethos, and then its border, and then its military. I just... Look at these Democrats. I mean, these are demons. I just... Bunch of criminals.
Meanwhile, working class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal immigration. Reduced jobs, lower wages, overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded you can't get in, increased crime, and a depleted social safety net.
Man, you look at those Democrats, how self-satisfied they look. When they know that the globalists have collapsed Latin America and now they're doing it here, I mean, these are some cold-blooded people. Here's another clip of the president. We're not going to get it all in, but southern border security, the victims. I'll go to your calls when we come back. I apologize. We're going to go right to your calls when we come back, and we'll do it. We've got a minute and a half to break. I'm going to tell you again, oathkeepers.org. Go get a T-shirt. Support what Stuart's doing. He does great work. InfoWars. I do not want to make our enemies happy, and you know, I don't really engage in Machiavellian stuff where I try to like calculate everything. I just go with the truth. And so there's different thoughts like, well, let the globalists know they're hurting you, they'll attack more. But if you don't let the listeners know they're hurting you, then look, I just go with the truth. We need listeners to understand that they put stories out in the news that I'm worth $500 billion so that no one supports us, okay? I'm worth $5 million. And that's the cost of this company that they say I've valued, a bunch of equipment and cameras that's almost worthless if I got shut down. It's all obsolete a year after. I don't have anything but a house. I'm not about money. I'm committed to fighting these people and my crew and the great work they're doing. But I need you to buy products, and you need them. And then I can fight the globalists and I can win. You are literally the air which we fly through or the water through which we swim. We've got the best products from the fish oil to the X3 to all of InfoWarsStore.com. I need your financial support. Sign up for the coffee. Sign up for all of it. Get 10% off on AutoShip. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Poncho fell. He left us living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story is, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now.
Stuart Rose, our guest, oathkeepers.org. Don't forget, the enemy is working around the clock to destroy us. They believe metaphysically that if we can be taken down, they somehow win. They want our heads. They want to mount our standard to their wall. So I tell you, support InfoWars, because I never intended to be in this position, but we are seen as the standard in the fight. We're seen as the scalp to take, the head to chop, the fortress to bring down. Let's not give the enemy what they want. At least keep me in the fight a little longer. part of me gets tired, and sometimes they take me out of the game, but then I think about the children, the innocents, and the duty we have to carry this fight on and to have that long stamina. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. We're taking phone calls right now. Judy in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Your take on what's happening, the censorship against Christians, conservatives, and what's happening. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to speak with you again. Yes, I was listening during marketing yesterday to Paul Joseph Watson talking to you, and the whole subject of the censorship of conservatives and Christians, just people, you know, on the right, has to stop very soon, because I agree with him. Trump will not get elected again if we don't have the type of strength in the marketplace we used to be online.
Well, yeah, exactly. The globalists were arrogant before and ignored us. But Stuart, that's the question I want to actually raise you up front. I'm glad a caller did. And then stay there, Judy, for a comeback response. But, I mean, that's Trump's greatest failing, is that he's letting them, you know, this new NAFTA deal gives telecoms anything they can do, the big tech. He, in that area, he's letting them kill him. I mean, it's like, as you know, the censorship is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and he has not spoken out enough against that, or even at all, as far as I can tell. You're right. He's the hammer on this suppression, this Orwellian suppression of free speech. He does call them out as fake news, but he needs to go to the other side of the coin, which is just also the censorship. They're not just lying about the truth, but stopping the truth.
What, I mean, you're a constitutional lawyer. You worked in Congress, Stuart. What do you think the president should do right now? I mean, I want antitrust. They're violating Section 230. I mean, it's just, he's got them. It's insane.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, you know, it's the same frustration we have about why are there no prosecutions for the open harboring of illegal aliens. You can say, well, he's concerned about, you know, political backlash. When you're going after antitrust, when you're going after, you know, clear suppression of free speech and collusion and conspiracy, then I think it's a different story. He needs to go after them for that, hammer on them, and say, I'm here for free speech for all Americans. I don't care what your political background is. And you should make a point of doing the same thing to any right-wing outlets and doing the same kind of stuff, if you could find one. You should be fair about that, but it needs to happen.
It's a total existential threat. I mean, it's for all the marbles, and that's why they work around the clock to shut InfoWars down, because they know the president, when he does see our info, looks into it and responds. Well, they can't stop you at rallies. They can't stop you calling Congress. They can't stop you writing letters to the president. They can't stop you. You, folks, it's not stop saying it's me or Stuart. It's all of us. We're all warriors in this fight. Judy,
yeah, absolutely.
Put another email to the White House, whitehouse.gov / contact. People should be writing as often as they see fit, because they do have a voice with the president through email, at least, while the stupid government shutdown is still in effect.
Absolutely. Thank you, Judy. We're going to go to Andrew in Florida. Talks about the devil takeover of this earth. If it isn't the devil running it, it might as well be. It's just as bad as the archetypal devil I heard about. So, Andrew, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, I have to plug Patriot Blend Coffee. Listen, it's so much better than Joe Rogan's caveman coffee. Let me tell you, I do not get no heartburn with Patriot Blend, but the reason why I called is the devil, yeah, really did took over. Because if you think about it, this goes back to the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, why do you think they're going with this abortion route? Because they're trying to depopulize a generation, the upcoming generation. I mean, think about it. I mean, once that they're done with that operation, we're next. That's why we have 5G and stolen to us. So they're trying to make us.
No, I hear you. I mean, the whole globalist program is about anti-human, end expansion, end productivity, end the Renaissance. I mean, I don't believe in aliens. I don't cover aliens. The globalists act like they're aliens trying to end human expansion. I mean, if you just sit back and like look at like what's going on here, it's an absolute attack on the species. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Your take on that, Stuart Rhodes?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really a natural outcome of Marxism. This is what Marxists are. They're anti-human, they're anti-nature, they're anti-life, and they're totalitarian. What's going to come next is going to be euthanasia. And if they could openly kill children after birth, then they could kill anyone at any stage of life, and they will. That's what's coming next. They're conditioning the American people to accept this. It's like a game of chicken. Like they're saying, hey, now we're going to come out in the open and we're still going to prevail politically. And if they can successfully prevail politically in New York, despite being open advocates of infanticide, then they'll think there's no stopping them. So we have to stand up and say that this is unacceptable, and we have to pressure the president, the Supreme Court, to take action to put a stop to it as fast as possible.
That's right. They want to not let us kill Charlie Manson, but who admits he killed people. But, oh, you want to kill a baby? Sure, go ahead. It's like, because they can't speak for themselves. It's like the most bullying, villainous thing you could imagine. And they're, did you see how excited Governor Cuomo and those Democrats got when they signed the bill to kill kids after they're born? It was like they were having orgasms. I mean, because they're Satanists. It was like, in front of everyone, we're going to kill babies. Yeah! It's like Maleficent in The Little Mermaid when she gets the contract. I mean, it was just like, oh, my God, this is like, Ted Bundy wasn't this evil.
And the more you can expose it for what it really is, the better. And I think there's a video out there of a former abortion doctor describing in front of Congress exactly what it looks like for a second trimester abortion. It was very graphic, his explanation. That's what we need to do, is bring out more witnesses to this is the reality of what happens.
We have to humanize.
Here it is.
We have to humanize.
Yeah, exactly.
God almighty. Stuart, I'll be honest with you. You know, you've been a veteran and a lawyer, worked in Congress, and I've done a lot of stuff in my life, 45 years, but just like, I just don't even get these people. I don't know how you act like this, why they're so committed to evil. What's wrong with these people?
Well, they have been conditioned as well. I mean, they've conditioned themselves. And this has been one of the left's goals, I think, or at least the leadership, has been to brainwash and condition people. Just like any totalitarian society, so that they have a disassociation with reality, that they can go ahead and show them a videotape of an ultrasound of a child moving and yawning, et cetera, and they still insist that that's not a human life. But the real answer for them is that they don't care. That yes, that's a child, but so what? We still have the right to kill it because it's utilitarian.
Yeah, they're selfish pigs. And so, but when they get killed, it's a big deal, though. And don't they get that, like, they're summoning something that's going to be, because I don't want any violence offensively, but, I mean, let's be honest, Stuart, they're really summoning something. I mean, because what are they going to do when people say, hey, you don't have a life?
Well, I feel like a German in Nazi Germany who is looking and you know the trains are running, you know your neighbor's being taken to the death camps. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to do like Soros did and turn on your neighbors, or are you going to man up and stop it? That's kind of where we're at. And this is starting to get to the pushing point where not only do they not deny it, but we can't deny it. And what do we do when children are being murdered right there in our own country? We just sit back and let
them
happen?
If we don't take action, we now become accomplices.
Exactly. So I think Trump needs to take the spearhead. He did a little bit last night, pretty good work on it, but he really needs to hammer. And he's asked the Supreme Court to put a stop to it. He's doing emergency.
I agree, because I mean, whatever you want to call it, the left has gone completely insane, and they're taking it, I think, on purpose. They're taking us to a point of no return, and they just want that physical conflict. And then once it happens, they are going to squeal and beg. And I don't want to be like this, folks. But once things kick off, if they do, we can show no mercy, because no mercy was shown to these children. Stuart Rhodes, I really appreciate you. Oakkeepers.org. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
You agree with my point about, though, if they, at a certain point, like, they didn't give the children mercy?
Well, we have to always be Christian in our response, but you can still fight and defeat your enemies, just like you did with Nazi Germany or any other totalitarian.
But they're going to, I'm saying, they're going to beg, though.
Well, put them on trial. They should be tried for
exactly. Put their asses on trial.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists,
Horizons. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.